Who is it?
Hi, I'm Mindy McNeil, and welcome to 5 Points Friday. I am joined in studio by Tracy Winchester of the 5 Points Business District. Hello, Tracy, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mindy. Thank you for having me. I am so glad to be the start of a 2018 because we have a lot of great things going on here in the 5 Points area, particularly on the Welton Street corridor.
Things are off and running. So what is going on? I want to know what's going on in the neighborhood.
Well, last month, our 5 Points Business Improvement District Board approved to have the pedestrian lights replaced on the Welton corridor. And then we're also going to be looking at replacing some of the trees, as well as putting in an irrigation system that will allow for the trees and potentially flowers to grow and bloom on the Welton corridor.
Okay, and you know, we've got people who are new to the area, new to Colorado, new to Denver. So can you explain to them what the 5 Points corridor consists of or where it's located?
Well, the 5 Points is actually, according to United States Census, has approximately 11,000 people living in the community. 5 Points is really made up of places like Curtis Park, San Rafael, Enterprise Hill, the baseball district. So all of these are neighborhoods that really comprise the 5 Points area. What I am focused on is the commercial corridor that runs right through the 5 Points area, which is the Welton Street commercial corridor between 20th and Welton all the way to 30th and Downing, where the RTD stop is.
Okay, great. All right. And so, okay, so we've got new life here, so to speak, as far as the new plans, everything's going up. What else is happening in the neighborhood?
Well, as far as the landscaping and the beautification of the corridor, we're also looking at marketing the corridor as well, is putting together a marketing plan that will promote the businesses on the Welton Street corridor. And then at the same time, we're going to be finishing up an area parking management study. Public Works has been working with us for the last 6 months with Curtis Park and the surrounding neighborhoods to figure out how to get more on-street parking on Welton Street and those areas such as California and Champa and Arapahoe. I mean, those areas that are close by.
Yeah, and that's it. Honestly, parking, especially, you know, with people moving in, it's just creating less and less space. And so parking is just very, well, as you know, just extremely limited right now.
It is extremely limited, particularly when we have areas that are going to be developed, such as 29th and Welton, which is a parking lot now for RTD users, the light rail users. And I'm happy to announce that we'll be eventually in 2018 starting a development there, a affordable for sale housing development in that lot. So again, parking will go away for the public and for people who use light rail. And so it was really important that we did this study, this area parking management study, to really look at how to increase on-street parking.
Okay. And I know because I myself have parked in that lot as well. So it's becoming a future home to some people. What kind of income level or restrictions or different things that they're going to be doing for the affordable housing that would be put there?
Well, they're looking at approximately around 80% AMI, mm-hmm. and that means 80% of the average medium income. And so that's really about the sweet spot for people who are looking to purchase. And that would mean there would be condos coming in there somewhere between around $250,000. Yeah.
Oh, a nice condo. Okay. Well, maybe I shouldn't want to investigate over there because then I won't have an excuse for being late to work if I'm right across the street.
That's true. So the other things that have been happening right across the street or right outside in front of Kuvo is the 29th Street station, the light rail station, has been closed. And so as a result of the D line changing out and not connecting all the way as it used to, we've now introduced an L line, which is all part of, it's really part of the D line, but it's its own line now. And this was the whole point of introducing this L line, was as preparation for bringing in the Central Rail Extension to go from let's see, 38th and Blake to 30th and Downing. 30th and Downing is where the light rail station is right now. That takes it all the way down to Walton Street.
Yes.
And we're looking to build out the extension that goes from 30th and Downing all the way to 38th and Blake. And so when that extension is completed, that will also increase the L line extension all the way down to 38th and Blake.
So then will they be reopening this 29th and Welton?
That's a possibility. That's what we're going to be looking at. RTD will be doing a study to explore that right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Okay. Yeah, because I know, because when I started, I'm like, why is, you know, it's right there. It's easy access. Why can't we use it? So to know that there could be a possibility, that's really good. Great. Well, it's always good to have you come by and let us know what's going on in and around our vicinity, and, you know, just to keep people updated with everything that's going on in the neighborhood. So enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Mindy. Appreciate it.
Take care.